designing and furnishing effective workspaces that inspire creativity, collaboration, flexibility, and innovation. Offices that attract talent. It's why we say great workspaces don't begin with office furniture, they begin with great design. And Midwest has been creating Utah's most effective offices for over 75 years. Midwest Commercial Interiors, design, furnish, and impress.
And local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 3 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, May 21st, and this is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Maria Chaleos.
And in for Scott Seeger this afternoon, I'm Tim Hughes. It's really clouded up in Salt Lake City in the last few minutes, and 75 degrees.
A crash with injuries, South Salt Lake. I'm Charles Moran.
KSL's top local story this hour. Redacted documents and carefully worded statements prove police are not yet showing their entire hand when it comes to the search for Susan Cox Powell. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley begins our team coverage with a look at the unanswered questions.
The biggie is, of course, do police have any theories where to find Susan?
If I could answer that question, we would be out searching.
West Valley City Deputy Police Chief Phil Quinlan says investigators do not think Susan's father-in-law, Steve Powell, played a primary role in killing her, but they do think he has answers. Steve lived with Susan's husband, Josh, for months after she disappeared.
It seems implausible that during that time that Susan's disappearance was not a topic of discussion.
But if you ask what police think actually happened to Susan,
that's not what police do in the end.
Which leaves one to wonder, is this really the end? Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour.
This isn't over. It's not over for the family, and it's not over in terms of investigations.
Cox family attorney Ann Bremner says Susan Powell's loved ones, the feds, and a private investigator will review 31,000 police documents and keep looking for Susan. Her father, Chuck Cox, says son-in-law Josh Powell deserves criminal charges.
I understand their reasoning as far as the crime scene and the lack of a body, but I personally believe they came to the wrong conclusion on the circumstantial evidence. I think there was plenty.
And Cox was surprised to learn of Josh's brother Michael's possible involvement in Susan's disappearance. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. Residents in the Lone Star State are now on alert following the deadly twister in Oklahoma, which has been upgraded to a top-level EF5 tornado. Here's Dan Jessup now, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, with tornado watches out, the FAA has issued a ground stop at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Spokesman David Magana explains why.
Traffic at other airports that is bound for DFW is holding for the time being until that storm passes through. They don't want to launch any more aircraft to keep the traffic coming at its normal rate since arrivals and departures have slowed down, you know, under the storm.
Magana says they are preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. At least 24 people are known to have died in the tornado that struck Moore, Oklahoma yesterday. Live, Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
If you're looking for a way to help the victims of the Oklahoma storms, we would like to help you. Now, we're hosting distinguished guests at KSL Broadcast House tonight for an event called KSL Cares Utah Shares. You can donate to the effort at KSL.com or by phone at 801-801-801. KSL Gives.
Other national stories KSL is following. Connecticut officials say they expect train service between Boston and New York to be fully restored tomorrow after two trains collided over the weekend. Fairfield resident Jason Brum says he's looking forward to getting back to a normal commute.
That's going to give me about 2 hours more sleep. I'm ecstatic about it. Yeah, they turned it around pretty quick.
Ridership was down about 20% yesterday, just enough to keep the changes from overwhelming the system. Now, around-the-clock track repairs have been going well.
Arizona's ban on abortions beyond 20 weeks of pregnancy is gone unless there's a medical emergency. A federal appeals court today ruled the law violates U.S. Supreme Court rulings on the issue.
Politics on KSL News Radio. It may be good for Apple, but is it good for the country? That's the issue as a Senate panel looks at the web of overseas company Apple uses to avoid paying U.S. taxes. ABC's Vic Ratner reports.
It was perfectly legal, but Senator Carl Levin says it was not right for Apple to use a web of overseas companies to avoid paying U.S. taxes.
But in 2012 alone, Apple avoided the payment of $9 billion in U.S. taxes.
Apple denies using tax gimmicks, its chief executive calling for a major overhaul of the U.S. tax code to reduce tax rates, to close loopholes, and keep American companies competitive. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
Treasury Secretary Jake Lew says new IRS Acting Commissioner Daniel Werfel has a clear directive for his first 30 days in office. Get to the bottom of the reports that the agency targeted conservative groups applying for tax-exempt status. Lew asked former Acting Commissioner Stephen Miller for his resignation after the issue was revealed.
First, making sure that those who acted inappropriately are held accountable for their actions. Second, examining and correcting any failures in the system that allowed this behavior to happen. And third, taking a forward-looking view in determining whether the IRS has systemic problems that need to be addressed.
Miller is testifying before another Senate committee today.
U.S. officials say they know the identities of five men believed to have taken part in last September's attack on a diplomatic mission in Benghazi. The officials say they have enough evidence to justify seizing them by military force as suspected terrorists, but not enough proof to try them in a U.S. civilian court.
Teens are posting many more personal details on social media than they used to, but they are confident about their privacy online. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Teens are more likely now than just a few years ago to post pictures of themselves, name their hometowns and schools, and even post email addresses and cell phone numbers on Facebook. But the Pew Research Center survey shows just 14% of teens have a public profile. And more teens are using other sites like Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr, but they either use fake names there or think twice before they post something and are vigilant about what others say about them. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, a family's hope for justice over a deadly auto pedestrian crash.
Plus, we'll keep you up to date with traffic and weather together coming up every 10 minutes on the night.
KSL News Time, 306.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest National Scenic Byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubiesinn.com. That's rubiesinn.com.
Are the Browsers, 1-3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 3:15.
A very special watch worn by James Bond and Thunderball will soon go under the hammer in London. I'm ABC's Tom Rivers with that story coming up.
This portion of our news sponsored by Utah Acura dealers. Visit Michael Acura in Murray or Jody Wilkinson Acura downtown. Luxury intelligently priced. KSL News Time 309.
A family is hoping for justice in the case of their loved one. Prosecutors say that Larry Madison was killed in March when a DUI driver and suspected drug dealer veered into him on 1100 East.
We're not hoping, you know, the worst on this guy. I mean, he's got other problems that beyond what happened to my dad, it sounds like. So he's going to have to answer for those things as well. But really, I think we're just hoping that he can maybe take responsibility.
Larry's son, Chris Madison, spoke to KSL. He hopes his dad is remembered as a guy who lived for his family and those around him. 20-year-old Ashton Lee Godfrey is now charged with auto homicide, along with some other counts.
Newly released photos from the shooting attack on former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords show the weapons her accused attacker used. Hundreds of now public photos show a handgun, high-capacity magazines, and a knife believed to have been carried by Jared Lee Loeffner during the January 2011 attack.
Convicted murderer Jodi Arias is having a change of heart over her request to die. She now tells jurors she can't, in good conscience, have them give her a death sentence. Arias acknowledged her previous public wish for the death penalty, but is now concerned about the pain it would cause her family.
Asking for death is tantamount to suicide. Either way, I'm going to spend the rest of my life in prison. It'll either be shortened or not. If it's shortened, the people who will hurt the most are my family. I'm asking you, please, please don't do that to them.
The panel will decide if she serves life in prison or dies. KSL News Time, 3:09. Time for a look at traffic and weather together. We do it every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And let's go over to Mark Christiansen.
Well, Tim, looks like a pretty good commute in progress right now as the afternoon begins. Whether you're going north or southbound on I-15, have no problems. It's freeway speeds all the way through the south interchange, southbound I-15, through the south end of the valley and over the point into Utah County. I don't see any north or southbound delays in Utah County altogether. 201, 215, the west side belt, all in great shape here in the valley, Charles.
Well, we have an accident with injuries in South Salt Lake. This is on Main Street at 2700 South. And we have a crash in Murray on State Street in Winchester. This is 6400 South, 100 East. No problems as you make your way into and through Davis County. Good drive from Riverdale, Roy, Riverdale, and Ogden. And no problems on Highway 89. Does your roof need to be repaired or replaced? Call American Roofing for spring savings. Since 1954, they're the roofers you can count on. 801-269-1276. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL with the Centerville 6. Sunny skies rest of the day. Beautiful. Temperatures soaring into the upper 70s. Should get above 80 tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's mostly cloudy and 75 degrees.
Coming up this afternoon, we're going to take you live to Moore, Oklahoma, and get the very latest there. I just saw a blip across the TV screen saying that they feel confident that all the buildings have been checked. Now, whether that means they have an accurate count on those that have died and are injured is another question. We'll try and sort all that out for you here this afternoon.
Such a tragedy. Stay with us right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manta presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful Sanpete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Spring offers several delicious options that are perfect for any business meeting, event, or party. Feeding as few as 20 or as many as 200. Go to chipotle.com/catering for details or call 1-800-CHIPOTLE to order.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have three sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherland's.com.
KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Even more breaking local news on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
West Valley City Police still refusing to speculate when asked what they think actually happened to Susan Cox Powell. I'm KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley.
Other local stories we are following. Salt Lake County's district attorney is defending the decision not to file charges against Susan Cox Powell's husband. Now, that comes even as her father says they had enough circumstantial evidence to make their case.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
We're getting such a strong south wind up over the point of the mountain that a lot of the dust is blowing over onto the freeway, making almost zero visibility in some of the lanes of travel. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Great weather, sunshine at upper 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Mostly cloudy, 75 degrees downtown.
A BYU professor is using some little bugs as a way to measure water pollution. Stoneflies can only live in healthy streams with clean water. They die off when those waters become polluted. BYU professor Riley Nelson says they're a clear indicator.
If we can go into a stream and there are no stoneflies, that's an indication where there used to be stoneflies. That's an indication that something bad has happened.
Nelson says the best way to protect rivers and streams is to keep their mountain headwaters clean.
KSL's top national story this hour. The fire chief in the Oklahoma City suburb raked by massive tornado says the search for survivors and the dead is almost complete. Fire Chief Gary Bird says that he's 98% sure that there are no more survivors or bodies to recover under the rubble in Moore.
Time now for our top national stories. Dan Jessup at the KSL National News Desk.
Maria and Tim, the federal government says they have plenty of money on hand to pay for recovery efforts in the devastating Oklahoma tornado. The government has more than $11 billion in its main disaster relief fund. That's more than enough to clean things up in Oklahoma. That'll be a relatively small fraction of that amount being used there. Convicted murderer Jodi Arias addressed her Phoenix jury in a lengthy statement before the panel was to decide whether she should receive the death penalty or life in prison.
This is the worst mistake of my life. It's the worst thing I've ever done. It's the worst thing I ever could have seen myself doing. In fact, I couldn't have seen myself doing it.
Arias says she can contribute to society from prison if she's allowed to live. The judge instructed jurors they consider a handful of factors in her sentencing. Douglas Shulman led the IRS at a time when it was giving extra scrutiny to applications from conservative groups seeking tax-exempt status. He's telling Congress he knew little about what was going on and says it's an issue that should have been brought up, the chain, to him. U.S. officials say they have identified five men they believe might be behind the attack on the diplomatic mission in Benghazi, Libya last year. The officials say they have enough evidence to justify seizing them by military force as suspected terrorists, but not enough proof to try them in a U.S. civilian court, as the Obama administration prefers. Live, I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
Just joining us, one of the stories we are following for you this afternoon, the family of Susan Cox Powell this afternoon saying while West Valley City may be closing or ending its search for Susan Cox Powell, the family certainly is not ending their search. They are now pouring through thousands of pages of documents in an effort to hopefully find some more clues to find her.
And we'll follow up on that for you. You've been listening, of course, to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen. Good afternoon, Mark.
Well, good afternoon, Maria. We've gone from a pretty clean commute this afternoon to a dirty commute up over the point of the mountain. You've got the big gravel pit there off to the east of I-15 over the point, and the winds are coming in so strong from the south. It's blowing a lot of dust and debris out onto the main flow of the freeway, and every once in a while, the visibility gets down to just about zero, especially on the lanes coming northbound into the Salt Lake Valley here from Utah County. Just use caution, be aware, and then for the most part, the I-15 is in great shape further into the Salt Lake Valley from that point, and southbound from downtown to the point of the mountain, not a problem. Charles?
Well, we have signal problems in West Valley. This is 5600 West and 1300 South. We also have an accident at 134th South, 4100 West. No delays as you make your way through Davis and Weber counties. And a good commute, Interstate 80 out to the west to the SR 36 turnoff. Vincent Hair Institute restores more than hair. Starting at $89, the latest hair restoration procedures begin at $19.99. Free consultations, VincentHairInstitute.com. Look as young as you feel. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for that 7-day forecast. The south winds that Mark was just talking about blowing in some warmer air for tomorrow. Here's your 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Great weather rest of the day. Sunny 78. Tomorrow, south breeze picks up. We had to get above 80. And then it cools somewhat for Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds and 70s the high. 70s on Friday and mostly sunny skies. A great looking day there. Should be warmer for the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, highs around 80 degrees. Upper 70s on the holiday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, 75 downtown.
KSL News Time 321. Tech giant Apple has large piles of cash stashed overseas, but the company's CEO is telling the U.S. government it's all above board.
Apple CEO Tim Cook went before a Senate panel today, telling lawmakers his company plays by the rules and pays its fair share.
Last year, our U.S. federal cash effective tax rate was 30.5%, and we paid nearly $6 billion in cash to the U.S. Treasury.
Cook says the reason Apple has such large foreign cash supplies is because it sells the majority of its products in overseas markets. He denies accusations that Apple tries to skirt U.S. taxes by keeping its money out of the United States.
We don't depend on tax gimmicks. We don't move intellectual property offshore and use it to sell our products back to the United States to avoid taxes.
The political battle over Apple's taxes even has the White House talking today. White House spokesman Jay Carney says Apple is proof of the need for corporate tax reform.
The president has long argued that the tax code today is tilted against companies that want to create jobs in America, while it rewards companies for shipping jobs and profits overseas.
Cook agrees, saying real tax reform is needed to keep U.S. companies competitive both here and abroad.
Well, the markets today, last time I checked anyway, during the lunch hour, had a pretty good rally going. We were up 60 to 80 points. We'll see where we finish the day when we check your money news coming up.
KSL News Time, 323.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Last guess. Plata. Morales. And a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you? The facts are shocking. 1 in 4 Utahns is obese,
and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health.
That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life,
your health.
Hey, Mom, can we go rollerblading?
Oh, not tonight, sweetie. Maybe another night.
Mom, parents who spend time with their kids in their younger years have a better chance of being close to their kids in those difficult teen years. I'm 12 right now. And when I turn 13, I'll become a whole different person. Someone you won't even know. I'll be a roller coaster of emotions. Sometimes so sweet, you'll wonder what my motives are. And sometimes I'll burst into tears because I can't find my biology book.
Okay.
And what about when I start dating? You bring home some guy who wants to take me away to Burma and live in a yurt.
A what?
How are you going to deal with that if we're not close?
Get your blades, honey.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Mom, I can't find my rollerblades.
Oh, boy.
Who took my rollerblades?
Okay, calm down. We'll find it.
Just kidding.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
We are watching Utah's money. You don't need a college degree for one of the hottest jobs in the U.S. right now. You can make around $30 an hour to become a web developer, and the position is growing quickly because companies can't meet all the demand for workers. The job is pretty new, and the labor pool is not quite large enough just yet.
General Motors says it will invest more than $44 million in one of its Michigan factories. It will create 200 new jobs at the plant that makes some Cadillac cars. It will also make the next generation Chevy Camaro.
Americans are spending more on pets each year than they spend on beer or men's clothing. Animal owners shelled out an average of $502 annually. Pet food alone costs the average household $183.
Your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 53 points, ended the day at 15,388. NASDAQ up by 6. S&P was up by 3.
Money news, of course, at 25 and 55 after the hour on KSL News Radio.
Straight ahead on Utah's Afternoon News, federal government is going to spend plenty of money to help in the recovery efforts in Oklahoma.
KSL News Time, 327.
Memorial Day's on top of us. So keep using your KSL precept for a 7-day forecast for updates on the holiday.
Highs in the mid-80s, could see an isolated thunderstorm or two this evening.
The 7-day forecast, every hour at 20 and 50. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. And that's why we gather around the grill. That's why our appetites awaken at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and a little bit of sunshine. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Turn up the sizzle in your summer and have some fun. And fire up the grill with lean beef. Its flavor and juiciness will satisfy both your taste buds and appetite. For delicious beef recipes and cooking information, go to utahbeef.org. And remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Brought to you by Utah Ranchers and the Beef Checkoff.
Right this Friday from 2 to 5 at Brent Brown Toyota in Orem for incredible Memorial Day deals. It's a great time to buy at Brent Brown Toyota.
Time again for a look at traffic and weather together here at 329, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships, and some visibility problems to start the afternoon, Mark.
Well, it's those winds that are kicking out of Utah County right up over the point, and they're coming right through that gravel pit there, and once in a while they'll kind of blow to the west as well, and that's when all that dust and everything covers the freeway. In fact, when I first clicked on the camera, I couldn't see any cars on the freeway, and that was where the call went out, was that just the visibility comes and goes. So just use some caution. Both north and southbound lanes being affected by that periodically. Out of the downtown area here, we've got a good traffic pattern flowing right along with little or no delays through Murray right into Sandy. I don't see any problems on the west side belt at the moment either. Charles?
Well, downtown traffic looks pretty good this afternoon. No accidents or slowdowns. We do have a crash in Murray, 6400 South, 100 East Winchester. Northbound I-15 in great shape through North Salt Lake into Woods Cross, and no problems between Farmington and Kaysville. Got what it takes to be a Spartan. We'll see about that. The Reebok Spartan Race in Soldiers Hollow, June 29th. No guts, no glory, no cool t-shirt for quitting. SpartanRace.com. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here. KSL Weather Center, what a treat. After all that cooler, wet weather, we get a sunny, warmer day. Upper 70s to high tomorrow. South winds blowing, should be even warmer. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is 3:30. Right now in Salt Lake City, we've got cloudy conditions, windy, and 75 degrees.
We have a crash in Riverton. I'm Charles Moran.
KSL's top national story this hour. The search for survivors from a deadly tornado in Oklahoma continues while the federal government vows support from the nation's capital. Dan Jessup begins our live team coverage live from the KSL National News Desk.
Maria, lawmakers are promising to do everything they can to help Oklahoma recover from the devastating tornado that struck there yesterday. Speaking at the Capitol, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says whatever funding they need in Oklahoma, they will get.
In the days and weeks ahead, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that the victims of this tragedy have the resources they need.
Reid called the scope of the devastation in Oklahoma hard to describe. He says, quote, it is really unspeakable. Live, Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
Yet more bad weather hit the Central Plains today. A tornado watch is in effect for Central and North Texas. An airport in Denton, about 40 miles northeast of Dallas, had to close this afternoon. Director of Aviation for Denton, Quentin HX, says it's a safety issue.
Pastor Chris Crowder says churches of all stripes each cared for one square block of destruction.
Whatever pictures they found, they put them on the side of the road so that someone could come through and just look at the pictures and see if their picture was sitting on the side of the road.
The Christian Life Center took $40,000 on behalf of generous Utahns. Senior Pastor Mike Crowder says victims only need cash now.
People who didn't have insurance on their homes, who lived paycheck to paycheck, working at a 7-Eleven or a Walmart, and without their paycheck next week because their business that they worked at no longer exists, are now unemployed.
Crowder says they'll get plenty of food, and clothing was wasted because victims had nowhere to put it. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
And you can give at clclayton.org.
Other national stories KSL is following. A New York man ends up in trouble after carrying an unwelcome item through an airport security. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
It's the second time in 4 days a passenger at JFK Airport has been spotted with a loaded gun in its carry-on. The passenger was flying to Hawaii when his .22 caliber handgun was confiscated. It follows a San Francisco-bound passenger on Saturday caught with a .40 caliber gun and two magazines, each loaded with 3 rounds of ammunition. Firearms are only allowed in checked baggage and only if they're properly declared.
Blacked out details prove that West Valley City Police still have secrets to keep when it comes to Susan Cox Powell's investigation. Many of the records released by police Monday are heavily redacted. Deputy Chief Phil Quinlan says that they were close to cracking Josh Powell's brother Michael before he committed suicide.
Michael Powell was extremely nervous. He was evasive in his answers. And when pressed, he came out very, very direct and said that under no circumstances would he disclose any information that he had about Susan or Josh if he knew it.
Quinlan won't speculate about what exactly happened to Susan. Her father, Chuck Cox, today revealed that he believes that Josh poisoned her.
West Valley Police say access to some information that could have been critical in the Susan Cox Powell case was not accessible because of the level of encryption surrounding emails. John Hopkins University professor Matthew Green says the technology is available to almost anyone.
The encryption we use was developed by governments. You could actually download tools right to your computer that let you use this very strong encryption. One of the most famous email tools is called PGP, which stands for Pretty Good Privacy. It's actually one of the strongest encryption programs that's out there.
Green says even the National Security Agency has trouble decrypting some of the systems.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Some senators were openly disbelieving about claims by the outgoing IRS chief today. The outgoing commissioner, Stephen Miller, says he does not know why Tea Party and conservative groups were targeted.
And the U.S. Golf Association and the Royal and Ancient Golf Club have agreed to ban a popular putting stroke, and many of the pros are not happy about it. ABC's Deidre Bryant explains.
Under the new rule, golfers will no longer be able to anchor a long putter against their bodies to create the effect of a hinge. The stroke has been used by four of the last six major champions, including Adam Scott, who recently won the Masters tournament. Bold putting was a key to his strategy.
Hit a few putts past the hole and maybe I'll pick a line and one will go in.
The USGA says the rule protects an important challenge of the game, the free swing of the entire club. Tiger Woods among those arguing in favor of the ban. It doesn't take effect until 2016. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Suspected DUI driver and drug dealer charged with auto homicide. What a family thing. I'm Andrew Robb.
And we'll check your drive home with your traffic and weather together on the 9th.
Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. And in that ground, he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now, Old MacDonald has a farm with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutri-Mulch.com. Let's talk turkey. Premium turkey manure compost from Nutri-Mulch. Putting Nutri-Mulch in your ground before planting assures that you have a nutrient-rich and plant-friendly medium in which to produce the finest crops, flowers, and shrubs. Using lesser compost cheats your plants and hurts production. So this year, don't chicken out and use inferior products. You could end up with just a load of bull. Always use Nutri-Mulch before you plant. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutri-Mulch.com.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a 4-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Doug Wright.
We are not even utilizing the laws on background checks that we have in place now.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 3:45, a firsthand account of the devastation in Moore, Oklahoma, and a look at how that community is pulling together following that killer tornado.
KSL News Time 3:37. For the first time, a family is speaking out. Prosecutors say their loved one was killed by a DUI driver who is also suspected of dealing drugs. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has more from near 39th South and 11th East.
Chris Madison is still trying to deal with the loss of his dad, Larry.
He was planning on kind of moving into that next phase of his life.
Just out for an early walk in March, a car veered into the opposite lane, then into the shoulder, and hit him.
I don't know if he understands the ramifications of everything he's been doing.
Prosecutors have now charged Ashton Lee Godfrey with auto homicide, among other counts.
We would hope that he takes responsibility for his actions, you know? That would be big for us.
Cops say Godfrey was under the influence and had drugs and scales in his vehicle. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Another black eye for the U.S. Army in an ongoing scandal over sexual misconduct. The Army now says the commanding general of Fort Jackson, South Carolina, has been suspended. That's due to charges of adultery and involvement in a physical altercation with a woman who is not his wife. Brigadier General Brian Roberts had taken command of Fort Jackson just over a year ago.
Gay rights advocates are rallying around an 18-year-old Florida girl who was expelled from school and charged with having sexual contact with her 14-year-old girlfriend. They say prosecutors are unfairly targeting Caitlin Hunt because of her sexual orientation.
Your second grade math skills could play a major role in how much money you'll make when you grow up. KSL's Andy Farnsworth tells us that's according to a study out of Britain.
The study found kids who excelled at math at age 7 earned more money at age 42 than those who struggled with math at age 7, regardless of other socioeconomic advantages. But David Smith, the elementary math specialist for the Utah State Office of Education, says there's too many educational factors at that age to say that just one thing makes all the difference.
Smith says early education is definitely important, but there are many cases where intervention has helped kids at a disadvantage get caught up to their peers.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And what's happening, Mark?
A whole lot of driving at freeway speeds if you're headed southbound on I-15. Looks really good from the downtown area stretched into South Salt Lake, Murray, Sandy, and points beyond. Westbound 201, clear, no problems between I-15 and 215. You get further westbound, the traffic seems to be working well on the off-ramps of Bangor and 5600. And then I-80 out towards the west into Tooele, no problems there, Charles.
We're good on Foothill Drive southbound, also Highland Drive in the 215 east belt. In great shape this afternoon. We've had no problems. Interstate 80 through South Salt Lake and Sugar House out to Foothill Drive. And then northbound I-15 is good to go between Salt Lake and Ogden. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files. Securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. Spoiled with a beautiful day, a little breezy, upper 70s. The high should be warmer tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
A little bit cooler with those clouds out there, 74 degrees.
Well, immigration reform is taking center stage in the Senate this week. And tomorrow morning on Utah's Morning News with Grant and Amanda at 6:45, Senator Mike Lee will be talking about what's going on.
So as always, start your morning here at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's News Traffic and Weather Station.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, one per person household per day. Only valid on same-day receipts dated May 24th through the 27th, 2013. And not valid on gift card purchases. Visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284.
From practical to playful, Clearfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clearfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets, to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've Got It Made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
Doug Wright.
This is going up the food chain rather than trickle down. This is trickle up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Get updated on the quarter hour with KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, the feds might be looking into the case of missing West Valley City mother, Susan Cox Powell. An attorney for her parents made that revelation today. The FBI tells KSL News Radio it has no comment on the claim.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Layton Church is raising money for tornado victims in Oklahoma. The pastors plan to deliver the cash themselves as well. They did the same, you might remember, after a tornado tore through Joplin, Missouri 2 years ago.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships.
UHP headed to an accident. This will be eastbound I-80 just prior to the 215 ramp in the west side of the belt route there. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful weather, mostly sunny and upper 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 74 degrees downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour. The strength of the tornado that devastated Moore, Oklahoma has been upgraded by the National Weather Service. Survey crews found at least one area of EF5 damage among the destruction on Tuesday.
The Storm Prediction Center in Oklahoma says that an EF5 tornado is extremely rare and make up just 0.1% of all tornadoes over the past 50 years.
We will take a break, and Stephen Portnoy from ABC will join us with a live update from Moore, Oklahoma.
KSL News Time, 3:46.
It's the end of the furnace season, and the AC season hasn't started yet. So what do I do to keep my A-plus rated, clean-cut, drug-tested background check technicians who won't leave a mess busy at Whipple Service Champions? I know. I'll give away iPads and Grand America Hotel getaways. That makes sense. Buy either a high-efficiency furnace or a central air system at low end-of-season prices, and take your pick of either an iPad 2 or a sweet Grand America two-night getaway. If you get both a new furnace and an AC, I'll give you both a new iPad and a Grand America getaway. Plus, I'll drop the price an additional $2,000. Yeah, that's what I'll do. For your local 67-year-old friendly family business, Whipple Service Champions, call 444-FAST. You'll get our red carpet rolling, shoe cover wearing technicians, and our great service and the best guarantees. Big prizes and $2,000 off new heating and air conditioning systems. Call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
When it comes to insurance from AAA Utah, we know little things can add up to big savings. That's why we offer stackable discounts. That means the more discounts you qualify for, the less you pay. That goes for home insurance and auto insurance. Smoke detectors? Discount. Teen driver, a good student? Discount. New driver? Discount. Motorcycle owner? Discount. The list goes on and on. With AAA, the more you stack, the more you save. To get a quick quote, talk to your local AAA agent today. Just for calling and getting a quote, you'll receive a free $10 gas card. To find a branch near you, call 801-742-1965. That's 801-742-1965 or visit AAA.com/Utah. Offer ends 5/30/2013 or while supplies last. One gift per household. Insurance and gift card provided by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah Insurance Exchange. Please refer to your policy for full terms, conditions, and exclusions. Restrictions apply. Speak with a AAA agent for full details.
UCCU has auto loan rates as low as 2.69. Visit uccu.com.
Still hoping to hear from Stephen Portnoy, but we certainly understand if communications are a bit of a problem.
He's kind of lost his signal right now, but working on it.
Yeah. In the meantime, let's get you up to speed on the latest for your traffic and weather together. On the 9, sponsored by Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here again is Mark Christiansen.
Pretty quiet afternoon, Tim, right now. No problems. Southbound I-15 looks pretty good from the downtown point. Whether you're going north or southbound here in the Salt Lake Valley, you're at freeway speeds. West Side Belt Route looks good from California, headed southbound towards the South Interchange. No problems between Redwood and the South Interchange there. And then Utah County, cameras all showing whatever traffic's on the road, which isn't a whole lot, moving at freeway speeds both north and southbound. Charles?
Interstate 80 eastbound, 3200 west, right before the 215 west belt, an accident in the right shoulder. Not really slowing things down by much, and we have a downtown accident, 10th West, 1635 South, northbound I-15 in great shape to the Farmington Interchange. Same goes for the West Belt and Legacy Parkway. When you're throwing a party or planning a larger event, the professionals at Diamond Rental can help you put it all together. From linens to tents, Diamond has what you need, DiamondRental.com. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
Great weather rest of the day, sunny 78. Tomorrow, south breeze picks up. We had to get above 80. And then it cools somewhat for Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds and 70s the high. 70s on Friday and mostly sunny skies, a great-looking day there. Should be warmer for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, highs around 80 degrees. Upper 70s on the holiday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Well, the clouds have moved in, kind of spoiling those sunny skies. But right now, mostly cloudy, 74 degrees downtown.
Time again for KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them with KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
Are we falling out of love with our cars? Could this be the beginning of the demise of the automobile in our culture? Well, if you ask people who attended FutureCast, they sure think so. It seems the younger crowd just doesn't enjoy driving around in their ride as much as the older generations. Many said young people lack passion about cars, just aren't interested in driving. Huh? Think about what's happened to cars recently. More automatic transmissions, more dull electrics and hybrids. Where's the passion? And with more people lining up to use transit, some say it's time to re-examine what it means to own a personal vehicle. Steve McQueen just rolled over in his grave. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Well, we continue to be astounded by the scenes of devastation coming out of Moore, Oklahoma today. Stephen Portnoy was going to join us and bring us some stories of the survivors there. However, he's lost his signal, so we're not going to be able to get to him right now. We will have more from him later on this afternoon.
Well, it's just amazing, and I said this during the noontime drive today, that when you see that devastation, it's a surprise that we didn't have more deaths, that anybody survived this, especially now that they've upgraded it to an EF5, which is the top of the charts for tornadoes. We're going to reach out and try to help, though, and we want our listeners to also lend a helping hand.
We are. We are partnering with the Red Cross to raise money for Oklahoma. Now, the phone lines will be open from 5 to 10 p.m. All you need to do is call KSL Gives between 5 and 10 p.m. Right now, though, you can find more information about donating on KSL.com.
So make that link and get your phones handy. Hopefully you can help out with, even if it's just a dollar or two, to send to the folks that are obviously in great need right now. It's going to take a long time to clean up and rebuild.
KSL News Time, 3:52.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Well, coming up in just a few minutes after the top of the hour, the Susan Cox Powell family has certainly stepped up big time in Washington at a noontime press conference, saying that even if the investigators in West Valley are putting the case aside, they are not. They've hired a private investigator. They're going to go forward, and they're going to sift through all of those 31,000 pages of investigative information. We'll follow the story for you here.
But first, let's check the pattern.
The weather map is showing a big area of high pressure starting to slide in. We get a warmer, sunny day today, and it should be warm tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Watching Utah's money, AT&T trying to help out victims of the massive tornado in Oklahoma. The carrier bringing in extra telecommunications resources and will waive overage charges for affected customers through June 30th. Sprint also waiving late fees and overage charges for some people living in Oklahoma.
J.P. Morgan shareholders defeat a campaign to split CEO and chairman role. That means that Jamie Dimon will keep both roles. He earlier told shareholders that they need to get past a $6 billion trading loss.
Drug maker Activist says it will buy a rival in Ireland and then move to the tax-friendly country. The move makes it the latest Fortune 500 company to leave the U.S. in search of a lower tax rate. The company's top executives will continue to live and work in New Jersey.
Your money at this moment, the Dow was up by 53 points. It ended the day at 15,388. NASDAQ up by 6. S&P was up by 3.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 after the hour on KSL News Radio.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening.
A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have three sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherlands.com.
Night Sack.
Ethan, a crazy story out of Canada. A man was arrested at a parade for blaspheming the name of Santa Claus in public, also being drunk, so that didn't help.
At a Christmas parade, of all places, is there anything holy in this world of ours? Send us an email, nightside@ksl.com. We'd love to read it over the air on the Night Sack.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regions. And with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids, wherever they are. Our health plan sure helps.
Regions. Your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Mark Christiansen.
Looking at the pretty tough commute starting to form right through the I-80 split. Now, it stalled the sudden. A lot of heavy traffic moving through the area there. A lot of that combined with the westbound 80 to southbound 15 right over the flyover there. And then eastbound 201. coming to Southbound 15, all kind of coming together, and a little bit behind what was a bundle of clothes in the lanes of traffic right around 3900 South. So I think they've got those cleared out, and I think that may be what's causing that major congestion right near the I-80 split. Further southbound looks pretty good. The south interchange working quite well at the moment, actually. Charles?
So this accident, Interstate 80, eastbound at 3200 West. It's right before the 215 West Belt. Also, an incident at 134th South, 4100 West in Riverton. No delays as you make your way northbound into and through Davis County. Good drive through Sunset, Roy, Riverdale, and Ogden as well. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, the forecast says we'll have a warming at least for another 24 hours and then back to about where we were today, mid-70s. So 84 with a high tomorrow. Those south winds are really going to warm things up. Then for the rest of the week, not because of a bunch of clouds or precipitation, temperatures will get back to seasonal normal. 74 Thursday, 76 Friday, into the weekend, back into the 80s for Memorial Day. Right now in Salt Lake City, mostly cloudy, 74 degrees.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 4 o'clock. Today is Tuesday.